Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Donald Trump shouldn't have a debate if he still has the coronavirus. Biden said Tuesday that he is looking forward to being able to debate him, but said, "We're going to have to follow very strict guidelines." He says he doesn't know Trump's status since the president returned to the White House Monday after being hospitalized for 3 days. Biden's campaign says he tested negative for COVID-19 early Tuesday. President Trump, who is under doctor's care with the virus, said on Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Biden next Thursday in Miami. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday and was hospitalized 3 days before returning to the White House. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, during which he and Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence, who has tested negative for the virus, will face off against Senator Kamala Harris of California, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, on Wednesday in Utah. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said President Trump is putting himself first at the expense of the country by halting negotiations over a new coronavirus aid package from the Congress. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. Hurricane Delta is heading for the Mexican Peninsula, with forecasters saying it could make landfall early Wednesday. Residents and tourists in Cancun were evacuated Tuesday as Delta, a Category 4 storm with winds in excess of 145 miles per hour, moved closer. Officials warned that residents should have several days of water and food on hand. Tourists who stayed at hotels in Cancun, as well as some local residents, were evacuated to the Cancun Convention Center. Cancun had opened more shelters than usual to give people more space in recognition of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of federal troops and emergency personnel are on standby to lend assistance if needed. The Food and Drug Administration has laid out its safety standards for developers of coronavirus vaccines after the White House blocked their formal release. Now, the move Tuesday is the latest example of the tug of war between Trump officials and government scientists over the review and timeline for upcoming vaccines. Specifically, the FDA documents made clear that companies must provide at least 2 months of safety data from participants before seeking emergency approval from the agency. That requirement would almost certainly preclude the introduction of a vaccine by Election Day on November 3rd. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in France have skyrocketed over the past 24 hours, according to the latest data released by the country's health ministry. Paris and its surrounding suburbs have been put on maximum alert Monday, with new restrictions aimed at stopping the spread of the virus to be implemented for 15 days starting on Tuesday. Under the new rules, bars in the French capital will be closed, but restaurants will be allowed to stay open under strict sanitary and capacity restrictions, including registration of all guests on a track and trace system and maintaining social distance. Trade fairs, student parties, exhibitions will not be allowed, and sports clubs and facilities are not allowed to open. Turkey's bid to become a member of the European Union appears to be in jeopardy after the bloc's executive branch on Tuesday said it is displeased by what it called Ankara's failure to sustain democracy and fight corruption. In its annual report to the country, the European Commission cited too much political power at the hands of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, which has resulted in poor economy and eroded the independence of the judiciary. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.